Florida lawmakers are once again pursuing legislation to put more limitations on the ability of women to terminate their pregnancies. A measure sponsored by Representative Scott Plakin, a Longwood Republican, would make it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion because of the sex or race of a fetus.
This is more about discrimination than abortion, and that's what I believe. It's surrounded with the abortion process, but it's really about us being consistent in how we enforce discrimination in this country.
Plakin's bill, House Bill 1327, would be named the Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass Prenatal Non-Discrimination and Equal Opportunity for Life Act. Representative Mark Pafford, a Democrat from West Palm Beach, says he finds the bill to be misleading.
I appreciate bills that are just straight up trying to stand in the way of a woman's ability to seek health care or get an abortion. I actually appreciate those. This is perhaps one of the most disingenuous pieces of legislation I've ever seen. I think it games this body. I don't frankly appreciate the fact that you say it's about discrimination when in fact the direct impact is on a woman's ability to get health care or get an abortion.
Representative Lori Berman, a Democrat from Delray Beach, echoes that, saying the bill is posing as a defender of gender equality and racial justice.
In fact, it's actually the opposite. It requires intensive scrutiny of the reason for an abortion, and it questions women's decision-making, but it doesn't address the issue of discrimination.
And Berman questions the need for the bill.
There's no empirical evidence that this is happening here in the United States. In fact, when I talked about the numbers, the vast majority of abortions happen even before sex is determined.
But Plakin says a study by the Department of Economics at Columbia University shows it is an issue.
Based on the 2000 census, where they concluded in these ethnic populations that on the third child, here's a fact, and I know facts are difficult sometimes, but that 1.5, there's 1.5 males born to every female. So I don't know how you could be more clear that this is happening at least in this country.
Two other bills discussed would limit the time frame in which an abortion can be performed. Republican Representative Daniel Davis of Jacksonville is pursuing legislation that would prohibit a doctor from performing an abortion if a fetus is more than 20 weeks old.
There's an overwhelming body of evidence that a five-month post-fertilized unborn baby can feel pain. And it's our compelling state interest to make sure we keep them from suffering.
Davis's bill, House Bill 823, makes exceptions for mothers whose lives would otherwise be threatened, but does not currently make exceptions for instances of rape or incest. Again, Representative Berman raised questions about such a bill. Berman says she worries the bill could force a woman to continue carrying an unviable fetus. She talks about a case in Nebraska where a similar measure is in effect.
There was a 34-year-old woman whose water broke at week 22. Her fetus would not develop lungs and would die at birth. The doctors could not perform an abortion because of this law. She had to give birth to this child and then watch for 15 minutes while the baby died. I don't want that to happen here in Florida.
Several lawmakers also raised concerns about the proposal's constitutionality. A bill brought forward by Riverview Republican Representative Rachel Bergen serves a similar purpose. Bergen's bill, House Bill 277, would prohibit an abortion once the fetus reaches viability, except in special cases, and would require any late-term abortions that are performed to be done in a hospital by a physician with special training. All three bills passed through the House Health and Human Services Access Subcommittee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.